Warren.
Speaking the truth to the state capitol, this is Drive Time Lincoln with the commander, Jack Rickens, on the voice of Lincoln, 1499.3 KLIN.
Welcome to Drive Time Lincoln, KLIN 1499.3. The voice is different, although you heard this voice last week, same day, last Thursday. I'm Dan Parsons, and I have the pleasure of hosting tonight's show, and tomorrow as well. And coming up in the second half of the show, I'm pleased to chat with Lincoln High School's very own teacher, Renee Jones, who just happens to be the 2023 Nebraska Teacher of the Year. So look forward to chatting with Renee later in the show. So so Johnny, thanks for taking care of me. It's a pleasure to meet.
Of course.
And so a little bit about me. So as I may have chatted a little bit last week, I have a public relations consulting business here in Nebraska, based here in Lincoln, Parsons Public Relations. And in my experience on the mic prior to this endeavor, I think a lot of people have podcasts anymore. I host two podcasts, Pints and Politics. I decided, Johnny, that, you know, could I do a something fun combined with informing people?
There you go.
And so we drink beer and we talk. So, you know.
I see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I don't, you know. So, no, we talk about a lot of interesting topics and have a lot of interesting guests. And, you know, and my attitude with that, and I think it's a little bit about what I want to do with these shows the next 2 days, is to talk about things that maybe are encouraging to people, things that people can agree on for the most part, or at least cut through some of the chatter that we hear. So anyway, Pints and Politics is a podcast I have. And then because everybody has one podcast anymore, I started another podcast a couple months ago, and it's called It's a Disaster. And we talk about public relations disasters, and there's no shortage of topics for that. In fact, selfish plug, the second episode of It's a Disaster drops tomorrow. So check that out on your favorite podcast channels. We also do video. It's on YouTube. But in my off time, when I'm not chatting with people and drinking beer and hanging out with Johnny, I'm a cyclist, food and craft beer enthusiast. I'm a drummer, and or at least was at one time. I still dabble with the pots and pans maybe once in a while, and a baseball fan. And Johnny and I were talking before we came on. Today is opening day. I mean, if I could be any place, Johnny, other than here with you, we were talking earlier, I'd be at a baseball stadium with a with a cold beer and a bag of sunflower seeds. So but some news coming out of Lincoln today I wanted to touch on before I talk a little bit more about who I am and what I do here in the community before we welcome Renee in later in the show. Big news out of the Lincoln Airport today. A startup airline plans to start flying out of Lincoln this summer, bringing flights to destinations that are both new and familiar to Lincolnites. A company or an airline called Redway will start flying from the Lincoln Airport sometime in early to mid-June with, get this, with initial plans to provide seasonal flights to seven. We're not, you know, right now you can go to three. There's three destinations you can go to, as most of you probably know. You can take a direct flight to Denver. You can take a direct flight to Minneapolis. And now for the past year or so, maybe not that long, you can take a direct flight to Houston. And but this new airline is going to fly to, get, check this out, Atlanta, Austin, Dallas, Vegas, Minneapolis, Nashville, and Orlando. So, you know, the plan is to offer two flights each week to each city, and one-way fares, check this out, on some of those routes will start as low as $59. So I tell you what, that's really pretty cool. The company is called Global X Air Tours, and they will provide cargo air service as well as charter flights. And the airline uses Airbus 320s and 321 planes. I think that's what Southwest uses, if I'm not mistaken. And they'll seat typically seating anywhere from 140 to 180 passengers. And so congratulations to Dave Herring and his team out to the Lincoln Airport. You know, and you talk, by the way, Johnny, you talk about a craft beer enthusiast, Dave Herring. That's how I met Dave Herring.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dave found out that I hosted this podcast called Pints and Politics and said, well, how do I get involved with that? And so Dave and I have, I've done some work for Dave.
And the rest is history.
That's exactly right. And of course, Rachel Barth, their comms director out there. So congratulations. That's just an outstanding development for Lincoln, for business and travel, or business and leisure travelers. So, yes, today is opening day for Major League Baseball. And get this, the first time, I thought this was fascinating. You know, as baseball nerds, we like strange statistics and all this stuff. But it's the first time since 1968 that all 30 teams will play their first games on the same day. So all 30 teams are playing today. And I haven't seen a doggone inning yet. So there's something wrong with that. I'll tell you that.
And we're happy to have you here today.
Well, thank you, Johnny. You're too kind. Well, we're just a few minutes into this. You may not have that opinion in a few more minutes, but you're very kind. Husker baseball. I think I mentioned the last Thursday that Husker baseball fan, and I got to see a game last week. I got to see the Friday night game where they retired Alex Gordon, Darren Erstad, and Shane Comine's jerseys, and wow, that brought back a lot of memories for me. I started bringing my son when he was about 10 years old to the old Buck Belzer Stadium when Darren was playing, and so anyway, a lot of great memories. But so this Saturday, the Huskers are on the road to Texas A&M Corpus Christi. They are 14-8 overall, 2-1 in the conference. They're leading the Big Ten in batting average and fielding. And in fact, their bats are so hot, Nebraska is currently ranked 11th in the country in batting average. So the boys are playing well, and who knows? There's a lot of baseball left to be played. So anyway, a little bit about me. Born here in Lincoln, to a teenage mother who placed me for adoption with the state of Nebraska. As my friend Jim Blue from Cedars reminds me, I was actually a foster child for a few days. So I was adopted by my parents and my adopted parents, who were originally from the Sandhills in Nebraska. My mom was born in Ainsworth. My dad was born in that. And my dad worked his whole life as an auto body tech, including many years at Duto Chevrolet down on O Street then. And my mom was a foster mom, stayed home, took care of us and other kids in the home. And they ended up adopting not only me, but three other kids. So I grew up in a family of three siblings. There are four of us. Grew up in and around Lincoln until about middle school age. For some reason, we decided we wanted to see the rest of the state, and we moved to Ogallala. And so I spent middle school and high school years in Ogallala and came back to Lincoln after high school to attend the university, and where I studied political science and journalism, and actually started out in political science in about, I think it was about my junior year. The educator that we have on later will appreciate this. And so I started asking my some of my classmates about my junior year when I was in political science, what are you going to do? And what are you going to do after college, after you get your degree? And the most common answers were law school or grad school. And I'm like, you know what? I think four turned out to be 5 years is quite enough for me. So anyway, finished in journalism, which gave me the opportunity to hopefully write really well, think really critically. And so I turned that education into a really vibrant career early on, had some wonderful opportunities right out of college. I worked for a United States Senator. I worked for the Nebraska Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Spent 6 years in the Nebraska Attorney General's office. I always tell people the old joke. No, I wasn't an attorney, but I played one on TV. So I did communications, for that. And so after that career in federal and state government and association work, I started my own firm and, Parsons Public Relations. This marks our 20th year. So apparently I'm doing something right after all this time, but throughout that 30-year career, I've helped tell stories and shape messages for Republicans, Democrats, and independents. I'm currently a registered nonpartisan, and I think like many of you, or at least a lot of people I talk to, I think a lot of us have grown tired of this tribal us versus them, win at any cost style of politics that has really overtaken our culture in so many different ways. So anyway, there's a little bit about me. Happy to have this opportunity to take the mic and get to do it again tomorrow. And by the way, tomorrow's show, if everything goes right, we will have, I'm calling it the Blue Moon episode, because we will have two elected officials here in Nebraska, one Democrat, one Republican, Congressman Mike Flood and State Senator Elliot Bostock are our guests for tomorrow. So anyway, let's take a quick break, if we might, if we're ready for that, Johnny, and we'll come back and chat a little bit more before we invite Renee Jones into the studio. We'll be right back.
You're getting the 411 from DTL with Commander Jack Riggins on 1499.3 KLIN.
Hey, welcome back to Drive Time Lincoln. It's Dan Parsons on 1400 KLIN and 99.3. So coming up after the break in the second half of the show, Renee Jones is joining us. And Renee, as you may have read and be aware, that Renee is the 2023 Nebraska Teacher of the Year. And she's been having a little back and forth with an elected state official over drag queens. And so we're going to chat about that in a little bit. And, you know, the reason I asked Renee to come on the show was what I alluded to in the opening. You know, we have become so ingrained with these culture fights. And I get it. I've been in politics my entire adult life in one way or another. And like I said, I've worked for Republicans, I've worked for Democrats, I've worked for independents, and so I understand the game, and I understand this cultural fight that we're in, and you know, the topics may have changed, but, you know, we had culture fights over lots of different topics 20 years ago. So we'll bring Renee on and chat about that and want to learn from Renee, you know, what that's like, being all of a sudden a public figure, so to speak, at least a social media figure. And so we want to chat with Renee. But, you know, going back to some of my experiences in politics here in Nebraska, I think one of the sentimental moments, in my experience in politics where I started to, you know, kind of get tired of this tribal back and forth from both parties. I have a good friend who has run for public office, who is a rancher up in Callaway, Jim Jenkins. You may remember Jim had a number of positions in the state. He ran for public office for the first time, I believe it was the first time, against Ben Sasse. He ran for the United States Senate when Ben Sasse ran and ultimately won that seat in the United States Senate. And Jim ran as an independent. And that was a fascinating experience. I just remember having long conversations. Even before Jim was a candidate, I got to know Jim. He was He was the president of the Restaurant Association. He did a lot of work. He owns several restaurants in the state, but he also has a working cattle ranch up in Callaway still to this day. Jim works up on the ranch in Callaway. But I remember having long conversations with Jim, and Jim is really an intellect. He's a unique individual. He's still a Nebraska boy, and puts the cowboy boots on and the cowboy hat and goes out and works cattle. But he has this just a very interesting way of thinking about life and politics. And so I just remember long conversations with Jim on the phone. And if you know Jim, there's no short conversations with Jim. But we would talk about the topics of the day, and Jim really had a disdain for both political parties. And it was not just, again, over cultural issues, or he's really a very smart economist in a lot of ways. And so anyway, that was part of my, I think, transformation from party politics to a more neutral position. So anyway, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back after this on 1400 KLIN and 99.3.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Drive Time Lincoln with the Commander Jack Riggins on the Voice of Lincoln, 1499.3 KLIN.
Welcome back to Drive Time Lincoln. I'm Dan Parsons. Before we took the break, we were talking about some of my past and some of the reasons why I consider myself more of a moderate today. By the way, I don't like labels. I think labels do a disservice to us. But, you know, one of the reasons that I was thankful to take the mic here tonight and tomorrow. And by the way, tomorrow night, I'm also hosting again tomorrow night. And I'm calling it the Blue Moon episode, because once in a blue moon, you get two political office holders from opposing parties in the same damn room. Well, one of them may be on the phone, but on the same program, right, talking about something that they both believe in and they care about, that it's moving our culture forward and moving, things forward. And so anyway, tomorrow, on DTL, Congressman Mike Flood and Lincoln State Senator Elliot Bostar. Elliot's a Democrat. Congressman Flood is a Republican. So we'll chat about some things, and we're going to agree on some things. But joining me tonight, I'm so delighted to introduce Renee Jones. Renee is the 2023 Nebraska Teacher of the Year. She teaches down the road at Lincoln High. Go Lynx.
Yes, go Lynx.
Yeah. And so, Renee, I'm so delighted to meet you. We've been chatting a little bit electronically the last few days. But let me just tee this up by reminding our listeners that the Nebraska Department of Education recognized Renee as its 2023 Nebraska Teacher of the Year. A panel of state educators selected Renee for that award, but you have taught for 8 years now. You spent the last 2 years at Lincoln High, and you started your career working as a youth residential treatment center before transitioning to education. To me, Renee, I think as an educator, to have that kind of diverse background, I think it's really important.
Yeah, absolutely. I say one of my largest strengths in the classroom is the fact that I've had extensive training on how to have difficult conversations with individuals in my classroom. And it's been an incredible growth and opportunity to have the skill of restorative chats to use with the youth here in Lincoln.
Yeah. And you know, Lincoln High is one of the largest high schools in the state, I assume. Certainly yes. The largest high school in Lincoln, am I correct? Or is, anyway, let's not get into numbers. But anyway, it's a large school.
Yes.
And a very diverse school.
Absolutely.
And it's well thought. I know, you know, all three of my kids didn't go to Lincoln High, but Southeast students, and they were in the Focus Entrepreneurial Program, actually, two of my kids. And so I just know from those days and their friends who went to Lincoln High, just had a wonderful experience, a diverse population of kids, and just a really great education.
Yeah.
So you said when you received your awards that connecting with kids, you said relationships and connecting with kids are fundamental to your teaching philosophy. And so I think, so expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really important that we establish intentional and meaningful relationships with each and every student that we serve so that we can then work to ensure that they're receiving the high quality education that every kid deserves.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So what's a typical day? So now that you've been given this award, I know you're doing some traveling, you're doing some speaking.
Yes.
I assume your principal and your team over at Lincoln High is delighted to have you as an ambassador out there and doing that. So what's a day in the life of Renee Jones look like these days?
You know, a day in the life, the typical day looks the same. I go to Lincoln High in the morning and I show up and with intention to serve my students and to work alongside my colleagues so that we can figure out what's best for kids, what's best for kids at Lincoln High.
Yeah.
But sprinkled in, I get to do a lot of incredible opportunities across our state and even across our country where nice. I get to learn from educators all across the nation. Just today, I was at Midland University talking with, up in Fremont, talking to pre-service teachers and thanking them for their dedication to enter into the education profession and really just promoting the great work that our educators do every single day.
Well, that's outstanding. And thank you. Thank you for the work you do. And thank you for taking on this role. I mean, in hindsight, I guess maybe you could have said, you know, if I'm going to start pissing people off and have a controversy, thanks, but no thanks. So, so anyway, you have been in the news recently.
Yes.
And unless people have been living on a desert island the last few years, as I mentioned earlier, culture wars have been blowing up on social media. And one of the most engaged topics has involved our kids and drag queen shows. And so here's a story that ran just a few days ago in the Omaha World Herald. Let me just read a little bit from it. Nebraska's 2023 Teacher of the Year says she's being bullied on social media by a member of the State Board of Education. Renee Jones, a Lincoln High School teacher, said Monday, just a few days ago, that the vice president of the State Board of Education has been expressing his disdain for her since she was selected Teacher of the Year in October. And that included a Twitter post by this individual just last Friday that triggered heated response over the weekend. And on Sunday, you posted, Renee, on Twitter that because of this person's past social media posts, someone asked you if your family was safe. Mm. Is your family safe?
Oh, yes, we are doing great. Yes, we are very safe.
Because and that's a fair question to ask, because, again, as we've seen these culture wars and what's going on nationally with politics, there have been people who, you know, have been harmed because of these culture wars and because of what's been said from time to time on some of these hot button issues. And again, it's this constant tribal warfare that brings people to a point where they think they have to act out. And so I'm glad to hear that physically you guys are safe.
Yes.
But it must have been, again, you didn't sign up for this.
Yeah.
But But you went on to say that this person is teaching the. His name's Kirk Penner. Kirk is the State Board of Education vice president. You said he is teaching Nebraskans that it's okay to bully, harass, and spread lies about people who do not share the same opinion as you. You wrote in your post. So, is there an end in sight?
I hope so. You know, I really just think it's time that this board member took the focus off of something that I did with my own money and my own time, and really just put this energy towards the important work of showing up for the kids of Nebraska. You know, this is really just a huge distraction from the hard work our students need us to be doing to ensure that they're getting the best education possible.
Well, and that's right. I can think of a lot of things for the State Board of Education elected members. This person is elected, duly elected, and serves on the State Board of Education. And their role is to, I'm not quite sure what this, but anyway, I don't know that their role is to is to cause this much friction. And anyway, I think there's probably for the State Board of Education, I think there's probably more important issues to deal with in education. For one thing, Renee, I know this, and obviously you know it probably better than most, because of the difficult job of educating our kids, and because of the just complete turmoil during the COVID the past few years, we've really seen a lot of your peers, a lot of your coworkers, either retire early, or maybe decide to go in a different direction for their careers.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we should really be focusing efforts on teacher retention and teacher recruitment, much like I was doing today at Midland University, promoting the great work that our educators are doing every single day, finding ways to support them, keeping qualified and good teachers in the classroom, and just really working to show up for them so that they in turn can then show up for the kids in Nebraska.
Well, and what struck me that is somewhat ironic about your article that appeared in the over the weekend, in the, or maybe it was Monday, and originally in the World Herald, and Journal Star picked it up too. I thought it was ironic. It comes on the heels of another horrific shooting, which happened to be in an elementary school. And, you know, I think as parents, as grandparents, as people in the community, there's just a lot more we could be encouraging our educators about rather than finding things to disagree and attack. And that doesn't mean that there isn't a role for people. It's a democracy. It's a free world. Elected officials can do and say what they want and decide for themselves what issues they want to highlight. But I just think a tone of more cooperation and being able to lift up and that's, you know, and that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah. And the reality is that each of the state school board members and I have more in common than we do in differences.
Yeah.
And so I see no reason why we cannot come together to collaboratively work, to show up and do the necessary work that our students need us to do, that our teachers need us to do, so that every kid in Nebraska receives a high quality of education and can feel welcomed in their classroom.
Yeah. So here on 14, by the way, Dan Parsons sitting in tonight and tomorrow night. Don't miss tomorrow night, the Blue Moon episode, where we have a Democrat and a Republican office holder agreeing on something. So tune in for that, because you don't see that very often, and once in a blue moon. So what I wanted to suggest, Renee, is, you know, how does this end? How would you like to see this resolved? Stop tweeting. Give up your Twitter handle. I guess what I'm hearing from you is maybe an olive branch to say, can't we find things that we can work together on? I mean, you do have this platform for the rest of the calendar year. Mr. Pinner obviously has a platform as an elected official in the state. Maybe there's something that the two of you could agree on to work on.
You know, I'm sure there's a lot that we can agree on. We just really need to take the focus off of this one single thing and start figuring out the very specifics of what do our kids need, and how can I, as the ambassador and the, you know, Nebraska State Teacher of the Year, what can I do, and what can he do, what can the entire board and I do together to work to support our teachers and our students, so that we're not focusing on a Twitter war and we're not saying harmful things, because really that's not what our positions are about. That's not why we were provided this amazing opportunity to serve our great state.
Well, yes, and I suspect that hopefully Mr. Pinner's you know, constituents could maybe agree with that, I suspect. But because, yes, there is. So what is the relationship with the State Board of Education and I'm not sure what kind of interaction that they have with administrators or even teachers in the state. Maybe you don't either. I'm just not sure what kind of interactions or opportunities for interaction. I suspect, because of your position, that you might have more interactions than some of your colleagues with them.
Yeah, as the Nebraska State Teacher of the Year, I have the opportunity to present to the school board quarterly, so four times within the calendar year that I my service year as Nebraska State Teacher of the Year. So,
I get to tell them. Audience.
Yeah, I get to tell them what I've been up to, the great things, you know, how I'm promoting education and how I'm working to build connections and relationships and to support the students.
Okay, so there is an opportunity for a face to face.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Well, now we're getting somewhere.
Yes.
I like that. I like that you will have that opportunity to interact. Mm-hmm. And again, I think you've done that. You've proven that you, let's put this behind you and, let's do something that's more constructive and advance not only your profession, but advance the ability to have, you know, again, to me, the retention and recruitment of people like you, who are dedicated professionals. You know, I can't think of another. I mean, I'm involved in the chamber and a lot of the economic development issues here in the city and the state. And obviously the number one thing that you hear out of all employers is workforce development. And I know that theme is alive and being discussed in education as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Johnny, how we doing? Okay. Johnny says I've got a little more time here before we have to take a break. Renee, talk a little bit about some of your classroom, some of the things that you enjoy most about your teacher, about your students. And talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people say this, but I absolutely love that every single day at Lincoln High is very different. I get an opportunity to spend, you know, an entire semester, so an average of 90 days building relationships and connecting with kids in order to do a variety of things. So I get the opportunity to teach a public speaking course and a few elective classes with seniors. And it's really incredible to get to see these youth come alive and watch, you know, freshmen deliver a 5-minute speech in front of an audience and combat something that they didn't think that they had the courage to do.
Okay, we'll be right back. KLIN 1400 and 99.3.
You're getting the 411 from DTL with Commander Jack Riggins on 1400 and 99.3 KLIN.
Hey, it's Dan Parsons. Welcome back to Drive Time Lincoln. And I just want to thank, before I run out of time, Johnny at the board. Johnny, thanks for keeping the trains running on time. Absolutely. And we had a really cool moment. We decided during the break that Johnny actually played for Renee's high school graduation.
Yeah, in the band. Yeah, yep. Small world. That's
I was
so
a French
great.
Horn player. And,
well, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I don't want to take the credit, but, you know, I was there.
Well, Renee, thank you. Thank you for coming on, and thank you for the service that you're providing as Teacher of the Year, and thanks for putting up with Twitter BS.
Yeah, you know, I really wanted to shout out and just thank all of the educators in Nebraska. They really work hard every single day to show up for our students and to make sure that every single one of them receive a quality education. So to all the teachers out there, thank you. Please thank the teachers in your lives. And yeah, thank you for allowing me to be here today.
Oh, thank you for doing it. And yeah, let's keep in contact.
Absolutely.
I want to follow what you're doing and the great work that you're doing. And yeah, we'll do that. So tune in tomorrow for the Blue Moon edition. And as Johnny said during break, since we were talking about craft beer and pints and politics,
not to be mistaken for the beer.
we're not serving Blue Moon tomorrow during the show, Johnny.
I mean, I'll take one, but I wasn't planning on it.
Okay, well, we'd have to check with the congressman anyway. So I'd ask him what he likes. You know, it's like, well, what do you? You know, that's not a bad idea.
No,
we could dive into it. Anyway, tomorrow's edition of Drive Time Lincoln. Please join me. Come back for the entire segment, for both segments. Congressman Mike Flood and Lincoln State Senator Elliot Bostar, a Republican and a Democrat in the same. Well, I don't know if they're going to be in the same room, but they're going to be on the same show. Thank you so much. Have a great evening.